Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Let's get it going. Welcome back. The Rob Brown Show is on your radio and smart speakers. All you gotta do is say, Alexa, put ESPN Upstate, and she'll say, and Alexa will respond by saying, you say, hey, Alexa, play ESPN Upstate, and she'll say,
boom, playing ESPN Upstate.
Are you just you just didn't want to do it, or did I strong arm you into an Alexa impression we've been doing for 3 weeks?
A little bit. It's been a while. I'm Rusty. Give me a break.
Hi, Rusty. I'm Rob. All right, I regret doing that.
Surely you must be joking.
I am serious. Don't call me Shirley. Is that the most quoted movie quote of all time?
Could be.
Like top five, right? Got to be top five.
That and, I don't know, maybe Life is Like a Box of Chocolates.
Top five.
Life is Like a Box of Chocolates.
Top five, for sure.
You never know what you're going to get.
I've also heard, So You're Telling Me There's a Chance. Which, by the way, every time that movie comes on now,
gotta watch it.
I'm like, damn it, Diesel. You got me on that one. I got outquoted by Diesel. All right, the National Basketball Association, according to ESPN and other sources, is set to approve a plan for a 22-team return. Now, we do not know the entire format yet, but we do know is that the top 16 teams in the East and Western conferences will be joined by teams currently within six games of eighth place. That means that the San Antonio Spurs, Sacramento Kings, Portland Trailblazers, Washington Wizards, and Zion Williamson's New Orleans Pelicans are all headed to play. According to ESPN, via Adrian Wojnarowski, who is dropping the Woj bomb today, the play-in tournament will include the number 8 and number 9 teams if the 9th seed finishes the regular season within 4 games of the 8th seed. In that case, the number 8 seed enters a double elimination tournament, the number 9 seed a single elimination tournament. Teams will begin training at team sites in July and will advance to full training camps in Orlando later in July, according to sources. Life in the NBA bubble is also expected to be governed by a strict set of safety protocols. Players and coaches will be allowed to golf or eat at outdoor restaurants. They will also need to maintain social distancing, according to ESPN's Ramona Shelburne. Likewise, employees at Disney Resort will have to maintain similar protocols. For example, no staff will be allowed into players' rooms, and hallways will be carefully managed to avoid crowding, according to sources. The NBA obviously still working after its suspended season when the call was made back on March 11th due to the coronavirus. So, are you in? Are you out? Are you interested? are you going to watch? Any interest, Diesel? We've got ourselves what appears to be a mini tournament on the back end. You have got, off the top of my head, three teams within 3.5 games in the West, two teams within 3.5 games over in the East. Does the premise of a play-in tournament where those bottom teams will be scrapping for their lives intrigue you into watching NBA ball in Orlando without fans?
No.
Solid input, ladies and gentlemen. That's why they pay him the medium bucks.
Dynamite drop in, Monty.
It's not the best color man in the business for no reason.
Yeah, you know, I'm sorry the NBA didn't have me before. They're definitely not going to get me with this. Not going to happen. Because the NBA is fundamentally set up to prop up three or four teams, and outside of that, they don't care if anybody else sucks. The NBA does not care if Charlotte is awful. And that's the only thing I know as far as NBA basketball.
There is some level of truth to that. But I also think that I think that is an easy way to let the franchises off the hook for not doing enough to improve their squads, right? Like, for instance, you can hit me with the NBA doesn't care if Charlotte's bad. I mean, look, the NBA makes a lot of money when teams are good. The more good teams they have, the more money they make. At the end of the day, that's all they care about. If any Charlotte Hornets fans can genuinely look me in the face and tell me that Michael Jordan and the staff there have done a good job attempting to build that team, I am going to be worried about you. If you can honestly tell me that the Hornets are trying to build something there, I am genuinely worried about you. Because, sorry, that's not the case. And that's true for a lot of small market teams. Don't get me wrong. I do agree with you. The NBA is set up so that the large market teams have a higher advantage. It does not stop some smaller teams, Milwaukee, for example, from figuring out a way to build a squad. We've seen it happen. Granted, they've got to get lucky. They've got to stumble into a Giannis. They've got to stumble into a Zion. They've got to stumble into a Ja Morant. I agree with that entirely. But it can be done. So it is, to a significant chunk, the fault of the NBA. But the teams themselves should have some level of expectation. I expect you to see you building. The Pelicans, when Anthony Davis went out the window, built a young core. Then they also happened to stumble into Zion, a franchise player. They did both. It worked out well. Now they're in the hunt this year. Granted, outside looking in, and with a huge uphill battle to go. But they have an opportunity. I will tell you this. The NBA will be at its best, in my opinion, when they go to a tournament-style format for their playoffs, right? I heard earlier this morning on Golic and Wingo, somebody asked the question, if we're going to go tournament format, should we give the one seeds some advantage as a congratulations for earning their way to that spot? Should we allow them to, for instance, pick their first round opponent? You can pick, based on order of record, you can pick whatever first round opponent you want and we'll fill in the bracket after that. I don't know. What I do know is that a tournament format is going to be great. And what I do know is that New Orleans, Portland, San Antonio, Sacramento, Phoenix, and Washington all scrambling with the current 8 seeds, and hell, maybe 7 seeds, to try to sneak in via either taking that 8 seed away just at point or to play their way in via a play-in tournament has the potential to give us some of the best basketball we have seen in a very long time. And I am here for it. I'm here for it. I think that's got the potential to be great. Now, let me change the subject real quick. I heard Mark Ryan yesterday on his show give two absolutely atrocious takes, and I have to address them. Diesel, I want your input on these. Number one, Mark Ryan said that crawfish is gross. Mark Ryan, you clearly have never had good crawfish.
I won't say that they're gross, but I'll say that they're too much work for what you get out of them.
Great things come in small packages.
Is that what your ex-girlfriend told you?
You know, there's so many inappropriate jokes I can make right now.
but you're a professional.
But I won't, because I am a professional.
crawfish. You can't set me up like that and expect me not to knock it out of the park. I got Mark McGwire over my right shoulder. How would he feel? What would he say if he knew that you lobbed that one over home plate and I didn't bash it?
Mark McGwire, speaking about small packages, is appropriate.
Where did our Ken Griffey Jr. thing go?
We never had a Ken Griffey Jr.
thing.
Yeah,
we
did. We didn't.
Yeah, we did.
No, we win.
We did.
Oh, we did? There. You're right.
It was over there. It's gone. Griffey is gone.
Who took Ken Griffey Jr.?
I don't know.
Wow. I have to tell you.
Oh, you're observant.
Jeez. Who took Ken Griffey Jr.? I would have absolutely taken him, but I have a one-bedroom apartment. I don't have anywhere to put Ken Griffey Jr. I'm going Mark Ryan. Mark is also a big Griffey guy.
You think he took it with him to make him feel like he was in the studio?
Yes, and I think that he's not coming in because he knows if we call him on the carpet, his guilty face will give him away immediately. I honestly did not even notice that. Wow. All right, well.
What's the second thing that you wanted to talk about?
Mark Ryan also said that men cannot pull off pink shirts, that it is a girly color, that men should not wear pink.
I tend to agree with that.
Are you team Mark Ryan?
No.
You are?
I just told you that I didn't agree with his first statement. I didn't disagree with it, but I didn't agree with it either.
I want it on the record that I look damn good in pink. I mean, damn good in pink. I am a pastel colors guy. I have been told that by ex-girlfriends. I am good in pastels. And pink looks good on me. I'm just saying, Mark, stop being wrong. You're right on so much, and then you go, crawfish are bad and pink doesn't work. Come on, man. Come on, man. All right. 844-GSPN. At ESPN, Mark Ryan probably eats pizza with a fork. He can't comment on crawfish. That's my favorite insult of the day. Favorite insult of the day. At T-Bone21 chimes in, quote, can't wait to see Zion play a full season and learn his teammates' habits better as well. Agreed. Zion down the stretch where he didn't play for the first half of the season, down the stretch in the second half looked good. And here's the disappointing part about this season ending. Even if they are going to go 8 regular season games just between the contenders, as it looks like they are, the bummer about this is that if the regular season continued, Zion and the Pelicans had the easiest stretch of games to finish the season, whereas the Sacramento Kings and Portland Trailblazers, their top two competitors for that 8 seed, both had two of the three most difficult finishes to the season. I'm not saying the Pelicans could have made up 3.5 games in 8 or 9 or 10 or whatever they had left. I'm saying I would have loved to have seen them try. Let's take a quick break. When we come back here in just a minute, Jeffrey Lurie owns the Philadelphia Eagles, and he spoke out vociferously, your SAT word of the day, he spoke out vociferously about the protest, and now one of the most prominent and most outspoken NFL players in the game has responded to that. We will address that when we come back in a minute. And at 1:30, college football has a major change coming its way, I think. And I think it will make the game better. I will talk about it and how it impacts our local schools at 1:30. Stick around for that. The Rob Brown Show is on your radio. You're listening to ESPN Upstate.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The marching band is warming up, so let's hit the halftime break strong. Jeffrey Lurie has become one of the first owners in the National Football League to speak out and do so very loudly. Eagles owner Jeffrey Lurie said in a statement Tuesday that, quote, silence is not an option, end quote. After hosting an emotional discussion on race relations in the team's virtual meeting the day before. Statement came 4 days after protests started around the United States. Lurie said in the statement, I am heartbroken and repulsed. There are no words strong enough to describe the horrific deaths and injustices that the black community continues to endure. Doug Peterson, head coach of the Eagles, added to that conversation as well. So did players, both black and white, including Carson Wentz and others. That led Eagles wide receiver DeSean Jackson to speak out. And Diesel, I'm going to go with cut 1A on this one. He spoke out about Lurie, Carson Wentz, and Zach Ertz, two of the most prominent white players on the team, speaking out in the face of the protest. Here's what DeSean Jackson had to say.
Come on, bro. Like, we can't continuously sit here and act like it's not a problem, and it's an issue. And I feel like Jeffrey Lurie did a great job of speaking out and stepping up, because if he does it, then you're going to have the rest of the other 31 owners. Then that's going to trigger off to basketball owners, baseball owners. Like, it has to be a trigger effect. And we have to – and not only that, like, all this protest and all that stuff is good, but people got to get out and vote. Like, if we're not changing these laws and the institution of what's right and what's wrong, we're going to never have a change. And I think the biggest thing about me – I'm not a person that wants to sit here and go back and forth with races and, oh, you're racist, you're this, that. No, we're going to go off of right and wrong, and that's where we're going to draw the line. If you feel like it's right to that man do that, then that's your feeling. I can't fault you for feeling that way, but if we're going to all be off of love and peace and happiness and prosperity, like, that's what we have to do. To have an owner of a professional football team, basketball team, baseball, any ownership of power, you got to think, the owners are billionaires. They have so much influence in the world. They have so much equity. They have so much power to where if they make a stance, other people are going to – it's going to trigger down. You get what I'm saying? It's going to trigger down to the lower totem pole. And I feel like a lot of times they go silent because it's politics, or it's, they might lose this sponsor, or they might look crazy in the light. But it's like, forget – you can't – none of that stuff right now can even come into your mind where – that's possible, because we are dealing with people losing their lives. You know, I had a conversation. I had times to talk to some of my close friends on the Eagles team, you know, like Carson Wentz, Zach Ertz. Them are two great friend of mine. It's two people that I respect highly. you know, in the world. But you know, man, they step up. They made their voice be heard. They used their platform. They used their resources. They used everything they could do to reach out and say, "Look, man, I might not know what it feels like to be racial profile. I might not know what it's like to grow up in the inner communities in these areas that you guys, you know, face on a daily basis where we're discriminated for our color of our skin." They might not understand that, but what they are stepping up to the plate is saying, "Hey, fair is fair and right is right and wrong is wrong. And the stuff that we've been seeing is wrong," and they don't support that. How would you feel, or anybody else in that point of time, where if you had to come home and you seen that on tape, you seen one of your loved ones being strangled or being shot without having a gun, or, you know, like it's just too much hurt that we've been through. And I feel like if you put yourself in them shoes, people will look at things a lot differently. And I think a lot of times people don't put themselves in them shoes. You get what I'm saying? It takes for you to lose someone close to you to say, ho, let's take a step back. Let's figure out what we need to do to make this change. And I think right now is a pivotal point in society because, you know, it's out there now. You know, it's visual to see.
So there is DeSean Jackson speaking out in response to Eagles owner Jeffrey Lurie, as well as Eagles players Carson Wentz, Zach Ertz, and others stepping up and saying that they will not be silent about the issues going on around them. And look, you know, I do want to point out one thing that I have noticed about this. And again, I am on the outside looking in. I am trying to listen and observe and take in as much as I can before I speak on the issue. One of the things that I've noticed is I have noticed a large number of black athletes who have openly thanked their white teammates for speaking out, right? A large number of black athletes who have gone publicly saying, I have gratitude for these teammates who have stepped up and spoken out. And, you know, look, that to me, there's your path forward. To me, there's your way past all of this. To me, there's the way that you move past this discussion and start hitting solutions. There's DeSean Jackson telling you right there what is helpful. I mean, if that doesn't put a feather in that argument, I don't know what will. All right, let's take our next break. When we come back to you in just a minute, I think college football has an opportunity coming its way that while it may not be appealing to everybody, I think it would be very appealing to me overall. I will talk about what that potential change might be as a result of the COVID pandemic and obviously how it would impact the schools in our area. That's coming up next on the Rob Brown Show. It's Rob and Diesel and you on ESPN Upstate.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
So one of the things that we have discussed about this pandemic influenced college football season And again, yes, I do think we are still going to feel the impacts. As much as I do think we're leaning towards football starting on time. Southern Cal announced earlier today that the campus would be open in the fall. Florida State announced today that they would have football practices resuming on campus next Monday. So now we have schools beginning, not just to put it all together, but now we have football teams saying, this is when we get on the field. This is when we start pushing the issue. What are the major impacts of the pandemic on college football? I am going to give you one that I would love to see happen. And that is college football getting more regionalized. And I'm all for it, okay? College football being a national passion is great. And I'm all for national matchups. But I would love, love to see regional matchups, regional rivalries start to take the forefront. College football scheduling is relatively standardized, okay? With few exceptions, every conference has a model that they follow every year. And then the teams kind of sprinkle in the rest of the games around that. We know that. We've been doing this a long time. We've seen how it plays out. Could we see it get more regionalized? And I think the answer is a strong possibly. Not 100% sure, but I think possibly we could see that happen. Diesel, remember back when this pandemic started and we were all wondering, will we have football at all? Who knows? Remember, one of the things we talked about was, in order to minimize travel across the country, what if we started having teams play, just play the teams that are close, right? Wouldn't it be great if we had a handful more SEC, ACC regional matchups, right? What if we had more matchups that stuck South Carolina against North Carolina every year? That stuck Clemson against Georgia every year? I know that teams don't want to add to their already difficult schedule, especially in the SEC. I get it. But if your team played more games just regionalized, and then the special exception was the one time they went out or hosted a left coast team, the one time that they went down to Texas or invited a Texas team up, etc. I don't know about you, but I am here for college football going back to being regional. There's not many of the old school traditions that I really like, right? I think football, Diesel, you tell me if you agree with this, football gets better as it ages, right? Like, the more changes we make, the game gets better to me.
Okay, I'm not really sure what you mean by that, but...
Well, as the game evolves, as conferences evolve, as the rules change, I think football becomes more engaging and more entertaining for the fans, okay? It's a better sport now to watch than it was in the 90s. Better sport to watch in the 90s than it was in the 70s, right? As the game evolves, as the athletes evolve, it's just more engaging and entertaining.
Okay.
Why not continue that and just create these region-specific matchups that happen every year where we see teams stay closer to home, play closer to home, and basically create these little bubbles within conferences where we see our team play closer to home more often.
Okay, so you're bringing up something that I am knee-deep in every day because I can't stay off of message boards. You're now in the realm of realignment threads. I know what you're saying. No, I'm not talking about realignment. I'm talking about this. No, you're talking about realignment. And the problem is every single school has a reason why they don't want to be associated with another school. Well, I'm a fan of this school, and I don't want to be stuck paired with them because of this. And I don't want to be stuck paired with them because of that. And I don't want to be stuck paired with them because we were in a conference with them 40 years ago, and I still don't like them. There's a blue million of those reasons why it can't work. And you've got donors who still hold those hard opinions who will say, guess what? I'm taking my $1 million away from the school if you decide to schedule X every year because I don't want my team involved with that team.
That's how it goes down. And unless you had a college football czar who would say, this is how it's going to be, everybody shut up about it, you're never going to get anything done. There's a massive, massive conversation right now about whether Conference USA and the Sun Belt, which are spread out from Virginia to Texas, why are they both spread the same way? Why don't they just draw a line down the middle and separate them? Well, there's schools over here that don't want to be separated with schools over there. There's a school over here that actually likes being teamed up with a school over there. And it's just, it can't happen, man. There's way too many pieces involved. It took a long time to create this mess, and you can't simply undo it with a snap of a finger.
First off, I had no idea you were this passionate about this topic.
I read this stuff every day. So it's 90% of what I do when I'm in the bathroom.
That's a really, all right, we needed to know that. it's an interesting run, right? And you talked about having a college football czar. Look, in Texas right now, this is becoming a thing, right? Baylor and TCU and North Texas and all the schools in that region, they're all setting up round robins with each other. And I find that interesting. I'm not saying that every single one of you. Now, again, keep in mind, the ACC, the SEC, they both have 8-game conference schedules, basically 4 games to play with, right? The SEC doesn't want to make those 4 games more difficult, which is why we applaud a team like an Alabama or a Georgia who step out and play a USC or a Florida State out of conference as one of their 3.
You mean Alabama, who wouldn't schedule a home and home with anybody for a decade or more? They would schedule was neutral site games?
Yeah, and they're still
doing
I don't think
you can applaud Alabama for their out-of-conference schedule when they have, checks notes, Samford on the list. They got a tough game this week against UT Chattanooga.
I get it.
Get out of here with that.
I get it. But you compare that and the fact that they'll go to Atlanta and take on USC and Florida State, et cetera, Oregon, et cetera, with a team like Florida. The Gators have not traveled out of state for an out-of-conference game since I was like 6 years old, right? They have not traveled out of state for an OOC game in like 20-some-odd years, right? Wouldn't it be more fun if, cool, you can do that, but you have to put USF and UCF on the schedule. So does Florida State. So does Miami. Now, all those schools play regional games to fill in some of their filler games. Georgia, how far is Athens from Clemson? Like 2 hours? How about a Clemson Georgia matchup, right? These little matchups that come around by making this all regional are super interesting to me, and I think the possibility's there. I could see the sport getting more regional. It's already happening in Texas, and I'm fine. Like I said, a lot of the older traditions around college football, I'm fine with going by the wayside. But one that I would love to bring back is back when college football was very regionalized. Bring that back. Let it happen. Let's take a real quick break. When we come back, college football practices are set to return to campuses, and one college is already laying down dates in a schedule. How good of news is that? What does it mean? We'll address that on the flip side. Rob Diesel, you. The Rob Brown Show's on the radio. It's ESPN Upstate.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Diesel just sounded straight out of the cut for a second there.
By God.
I tell you what.
I tell you what.
Diesel said, without we were talking about the scheduling, and you were bringing up a couple of schools that you had multiple interactions with about this.
No, I read a lot of message boards about this stuff, and like I told you, there's a big conversation about realignment between Conference USA and Sun Belt because they share the same gigantic geographic footprint. But you have teams that should be in a conference together that aren't, and it doesn't make any sense. For example, you have three teams in the state of Louisiana: Monroe, Louisiana Tech, and Lafayette. All schools that are close together. As a matter of fact, I think Ruston and wherever Lafayette.
I was going to say, that's a tough one to figure out.
They're pretty dang close together. They're like 40 or 50 miles apart. And Louisiana Tech fans and Lafayette fans are like, yo, I don't want to be in a – by God, we were in a league with them back in the day, and we worked hard to get out of that league, and we don't want to be in a league with them anymore. And over my dead body, am I going to be in a league with them again? Tell you what. And it's infuriating to listen to read these people going back and forth. It's funny because they're the same people. That's what's so fun about this. They are the same people. It's like Clemson and South Carolina fans chirping at each other. You guys are the same people. You know that, right? You know that. No, I don't like orange. I think red's ugly. You're like, come on, people. They're both on the warm side of the color wheel.
They're both on the warm side of the color wheel.
That's the thing. That's what makes the rivalry so great. Is that Clemson fans are a bunch of dum-dums, South Carolina fans are a bunch of dum-dums, and they just chirp at each other nonstop to figure out which one's the biggest bunch of dum-dums. And it's fantastic.
All complaint calls can be sent to Mark Hendricks, care of ESPN Upstate. Wow.
There's a reason why they call it House Divided, because you're from the same dang house. It's the same house. It's a two-story. No, by God, it's a split level. Still two stories. Somebody's going to call in. By God, I'm nothing like them turds down there in Columbia. Oh, my God. You people. You.
Is it time for a break yet? I was not prepared for any of this. Not even a little. Oh, man.
Please somebody call in and tell me I'm wrong. That's all I want in the world right now is to somebody to call 844-GSP-ESPN and tell me that I'm wrong. Because I'm not. You're exactly the same people. You just can't stop chirping each other. That's what makes rivalry so great, though.
Oh, man. All right, so... anyway, text line at ESPN, Rob, this coming from an App State guy.
What does that mean? You got to explain yourself, guy.
Well, I mean.
Explain yourself. You just can't throw this coming from an App State guy like that actually holds any weight.
At ESPN, is this the opening segment? So. What I was going to talk about here before Diesel decided that he is going to try to meet the horde of South Carolina and you have given them something to unite behind.
Yeah, I am now Aragorn with his sword with a big horde of orcs coming at me.
Uh-huh.
It's just some are wearing orange and some are wearing red.
I would
big difference.
I would turn it around. You are Sauron. Eye ablaze looking towards Middle Earth, and you have united the humans and the elves together against you. Two warring factions who have been at odds for a while suddenly have a common enemy with which to attract. So
that's what I do here. I bring people together.
T-Bone21 writes in and says, you're wrong. LOL. No blank man. I agree 100%. I have actually seen neighbors at odds over what team they pull for. Stupid blanks. And then ESPN Diesel, U of SC and Clemson both have rings. App State, crickets.
Three straight national championships. At a lower level. Shut up, man. Just shut up. I'm gonna refute your stupid argument before you even make it. At the junior college level. Shut up, dude. Three straight conference titles. 15 conference titles in the last 20 years. And yeah. I grew up a Clemson fan. I love that school.
Welcome to the Diesel Show here on ESPN Upstate.
It's not the Rob Brown Show anymore,
nope.
Is it?
Not for another 3.5 minutes, it's not. The Diesel Show is here. I don't know where to go. I did not know that Diesel was going to single-handedly turn Clemson, South Carolina versus Appy State into a three-way rivalry. In this segment of the show, I was unaware that was going to take place. But here we are. Here we are. Weird stuff on the Rob Brown Show happens all the time. After nearly 3 months without team activity, FSU will return to action or did return to action Monday in a slightly different sense. The Noles, in line with the NCAA vote on May 20th that permitted voluntary workouts for some colleges for footballs and basketball teams to resume on June 1st. They have returned to in-person voluntary workouts on a limited basis, according to an FSU spokesperson. FSU strength and conditioning coach Josh Storms tweeted Monday, quote, "It's go time. Been looking forward to this day and missing my guys for months. One family come together under one roof again. Hashtag work." This is in the timeline that the Tallahassee Democrat was told that some players began returning to campus May 15th. Over 60 players and staff members underwent coronavirus testing before entering quarantine as a step towards this return. There's been no indication how and if the final 12 spring practices FSU lost due to the campus closure as a result of the pandemic will be made up, but this return and the ability for FSU players to work out together in a limited manner and under the supervision of the team strength staff is significant to college football as a whole. We have talked about this in the past. The decisions about all of this are basically being made two ways. Number one, profit. Number two, domino effect. That is to say, other schools are being looked at. Other schools are being evaluated. And as these schools are looked at and evaluated, as these schools make their decisions, going out on a limb to become the first school to do this or the first school to do that, other schools are falling in line to see what happens. At ESPN, oh wait, the everybody gets trophy guy with your Pee Wee League championships.
Dude, you can't just turn around and refute me on the exact argument that I just made to block you with it. Try harder than that, whoever you are. Sign your text so I know who you are.
Take us to break. It's your show. Take us to break. Back after this on the Rob Brown Show, ESPN Upstate.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.